Amazon 5-Star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. Giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Australia, it is fall coming winter. The large cities are in competition. I learned from a recent statistic. Melbourne in Victoria State has now passed Sydney in New South Wales in population. What does it mean? I welcome Scott Maiman of CBS News, who's in Brisbane, who will help me understand. I've recently solved the map of Australia. It's a continent. I could never exactly be sure where the cities were. I knew Sydney was in the southeast quadrant. I now understand where Victoria is, where Canberra is, where Brisbane is, where Perth is, where Darwin is. But it hadn't occurred to me that New South Wales, Sydney, was going to be passed in population. I thought everybody wants to live in Sydney. It's a big city with a big bridge. But, Scott, please help us understand, how do Australians see Melbourne and how do they see Sydney? How do they make the decision where to live? Good evening to you.
G'day, John. It's a bit of a technicality, actually. Since 1902, Sydney has been the largest city in Australia. It's not a capital city. That's Canberra. It's been seen as the news event city. It's been seen as the retail capital of Australia. And so for so long, we've always seen Sydney as the iconic city that everybody wants to go to. The Sydney Opera House, the Harbour Bridge, Centrepoint Tower. But that has all changed. Recently, the Bureau of Statistics decided to include an additional division, an additional big suburb in Melbourne, or just on Melbourne's outskirts, to be part of the Melbourne count. It's about an extra 18,000 people, and it's increased the size of Melbourne's population. It does mean now Melbourne, the city of Melbourne, which we've always seen as the entertainment capital of Australia. We get a lot of TV production, movie production done in Melbourne. It's where a lot of the celebrities live. That is now Australia's largest capital city as far as population is concerned. So it is a big twist. Now, it's controversial. The suburb of Melton, that's what it's called, was never part of the Melbourne demographic. It's only because that the Bureau of Statistics increased the size of Melbourne by including Melton. And they did that because, well, Melton's population had increased to the point it needed to be part of an area. And so the Bureau of Statistics decided they would include Melton as part of Melbourne. And that's what's happened.
Well, Sydney can answer. Just go find a suburb. You only need, there's an 18,000 difference between them. So right now, now, how would you characterize Brisbane compared to those two? Why do people live in Brisbane? What do they think about?
Brisbane is more subtropical. It's a lot warmer during winter. We start getting into the type of Florida kind of feeling in Brisbane. And it is Australia's third largest city. Now, there has been talk about enlarging the scope of Brisbane to include other suburbs, which, in fact, if it does go ahead, John, Brisbane could end up being second place or even first if it does go ahead.
Competition. Now, I'm worried about your economy. I'm worried about our economy. Global economies right now are teetering on or already in recession. First of all, inflation. Has it ebbed at all? Is your housing stabilizing? What is shopping looking like week to week, especially food shopping and energy?
I see you've got your own shopping list of things for us to look at, John. It does power into the Reserve Bank. But before I go into that, basically during the pandemic, the Reserve Bank was telling Australians, there won't be an interest rate rise until the year 2024. So a lot of people took out mortgages, took out secondary interest rate rises, interest rates. Then there were rises out of all of that. And the economy itself started shrinking. The retail sector these days is looking very grim. And that's because with all these interest rate rises, people are not spending. So the retail industry is hurting. I went for a walk down to the regular shopping mecca not far from me, and about every third store was closed. And that's because people are not buying.
Right.
So the federal government has decided to change the Reserve Bank. The Reserve Bank has, for the past 18 months, increased the interest rates after saying that they would not be doing that. And they've been allowed to do so 11 months of the year. So the Reserve Bank is now been forced to change. It's only allowed to make announcements 8 months of the year. When they do make an announcement, it's they've got to immediately turn around and face the public and say why they've increased the interest rate. That was not done before. They would wait a couple of weeks and then send out a statement. So the federal government has intervened. They're hoping it will restrict the heavy amount of interest rate rises that Australians are facing, because we are going to the wall, basically.
Right.
And as far as inflation's concerned, it has dropped, but nowhere near enough that we need.
To New Zealand, there is an appalling story. The details escape me, except for the fact that New Zealand is said to have a lot of feral cats. It's a series of islands. And for some reason, it was possible for grown-ups to think they were going to make 14-year-olds with weapons hunt for feral cats. I don't understand this story, Scott.
Oh, yeah. This is appalling, John. Yeah, so New Zealand, they've got about 1.2 million domesticated cats, but nearly 2.5 million feral cats.
Right, I understand.
And the problem here is that a competition was launched in the region of Canterbury. And what they decided to do was, well, let's have a competition for 14-year-olds and under to hunt down feral cats and kill them. Just appalling statement right there in that. Who would have thought such a thing? It was, at the 11th hour, abandoned. There have been cats that have been brought into vets. They've been shot. They've got some graphic pellet wounds to their stomachs and cheeks. And the competition was abandoned. But what the organizers have not stated is that whilst 14-year-olds and under are not allowed to do this, they haven't said if the category itself has been removed for adults or people above 14 years of age. So it's become a huge, huge incident in New Zealand where the organisers have now gone to ground. They're not saying a thing. But it is just an appalling mess that's been left behind with this idea that they should get 14-year-olds to go out and kill feral cats.
We have strong winds and a cyclone in the north. This is the north of the continent. How is the weather in Brisbane? You are subtropical, I understand. Is it ordinary for this time of year, fall going into winter?
Yeah, we've started to feel a bit of the coolness that winter brings. And we're on the eastern side of Australia. You're talking about Cyclone Elsa on the western side of Australia. It's to the north. We were very lucky that it came in and hit an unpopulated area. It was on track for Port Hedland. It was on track to hit a populated area. It moved at the last minute, came across Western Australia. We were concerned the Simpson Desert, as you can imagine, no rain at all, was going to be flooded at one stage. But this cyclone came across the top of Western Australia into the Northern Territory. We were fortunate. Did not hit populated areas. It came across as a Category 5 cyclone, one of the biggest we've had in years for that area. And so it passed on. It just disintegrated after hitting landfall. We are now in Brisbane, and I've got a beautiful sunny day, a little cool, as you can expect with winter, but very Floridian.
Scott Maiman, CBS News in Brisbane. Melbourne's number one. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.